Nolte, South Bend's violent crime rate continues to spike under Pete Buttigieg. By John Nolte on July 9, 2019. Violent crime has spiked to 20-year highs since Mean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg became South Bend, Indiana's mayor in 2012, reports the Washington Free Beacon. In other words, the establishment media's favorite presidential candidate, this so-called genius, has been nothing less than a five-alarm disaster for his city and its 100,000 residents. Data from the South Bend Police and figures on 2018 and the first 4 months of 2019 that were released in the public minutes shows violent crime is unlike anything the city has seen prior to 2000. The first 4 months of this year saw a slight dip in the violence, but the first 4 months do not include the summer months, which is when violent crimes usually spike. For example, not included in that number are the first 10 days of June when the citizens of South Bend were forced to deal with a shooting a day. The biggest problems in South Bend during Buttigieg's tenure have been aggravated assaults and rape, which many blame on Buttigieg's data-driven approach to crime and his decision to cut its drug unit and traffic bureau cut down the department's ability to take preventative measures against violent crime. Problems between South Bend citizens and its police department began with Buttigieg's lame-brain decision in 2013 to fire his black police chief, Daryl Boykins. The then 29-year-old mayor forced Boykins to resign because the chief was under investigation by the FBI for something he would eventually be cleared of. Boykins eventually rescinded his resignation, so Buttigieg demoted him to a captain. So Boykins turned around and sued the mayor for firing him with racial animus. This racial brouhaha would eventually involve others, and the city settled with Boykins and others for $575,000. To top all of that off, Buttigieg replaced Boykins with a white police chief and just last month bungled another racial controversy, this one involving the shooting of a black man by a white officer. And so, what we have here is just more proof that Buttigieg is a phony phenom fabricated by an identity politics-obsessed media attracted to Buttigieg only because he's openly gay, a slick talker, and a Christian who defies God and who speaks of other Christians with the same hatred and bigotry we see from the media. Buttigieg is a vicious little man, both literally and figuratively. Small-minded. Petty. Mean-spirited. He's also incompetent. As far as his actual record, his management and leadership abilities, he's a disaster who walked into a South Bend with a fairly low crime rate, decided to fix what wasn't broken, and made things much, much worse for his constituents. His support in the black community is 0%. Not a typo, and despite a wave of media hype and adoration not seen since Obama, he is currently polling at 5%, also not a typo, nationally. The only idiots falling for the media hype are the doornail dumb donors who threw away $25 million on this clown. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.